brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary in the Temple. And I want to begin by reading an excerpt from St. Francis de Sales regarding Mary. He says, "Oh my God, how I wish I could adequately picture to myself the sweetness and consolation of this trip from St. Joachim's home to the Temple of Jerusalem. What contentment this little child displayed in seeing that the long-awaited hour had finally come. Those who went to the temple to adore and offer gifts to the Divine Majesty sang all along the way. The royal prophet David composed a song expressly for this purpose. And Holy Church has us say it every day in the divine office. Blessed, blessed are they whose way is blameless, who walk your way, Lord, without stain of sin. In your way, that is to say, in the observance of your commandments." The blessed St. Joachim and St. Anne sang this canticle along the way, and our glorious Lady and Mistress with them. Oh God, what melody! How she sang it 1,000 times more sweetly than the angels ever sang. So much were the angels taken with this, that choir after choir of them came to hear the heavenly harmony. The heavens opened up, and they leaned over the balustrades of the heavenly Jerusalem to see and admire this darling child. Brothers and sisters, what a beautiful, beautiful portrait of the Blessed Mother. Even as a child being brought into the temple, her consecration into the temple. Oh, brothers and sisters, let us remember the dates of our baptism. Let us, in conjunction with Mary, remember that first date for us, what it was like for us in receiving the baptismal waters that cleansed us. Oh, brothers and sisters, how much God has poured out on us, and we don't even begin to understand it fully. But here it begins. The presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary we celebrate today. This is the beginning of so much for our lives, brothers and sisters. Let's take a look. Mary is our precious sign of God's love for us after his crucifixion, that he gave us his mother to care for us. Don't forget that. Let's turn to her today and honor her today as she deserves to be honored. The opening prayer says this: "As we venerate the glorious memory of the Most Holy Virgin Mary, grant, we pray, O Lord, through her intercession, that we too may merit to receive from the fullness of your grace." Think about that. Lord, I'm not worthy, but I come to you seeking to follow you and love you. Draw me close to you. From the first reading today, the first book of Maccabees, chapter 2, verses 15 to 29. This is a long one, but here it is. "The officers of the king in charge of enforcing the apostasy came to the city of Modin to organize the sacrifices. Many of Israel joined them, but Mattathias and his sons gathered in a group apart. And then the officers of the king addressed Mattathias, 'You are a leader, an honorable and great man in this city, supported by sons and kin. Come now, be the first to obey the king's command. As all the Gentiles and the men of Judah and those who are left in Jerusalem have done, then you and your sons shall be numbered among the king's friends. You shall be enriched with silver and gold and many gifts, all the ways to entice us.' But Mattathias answered in a loud voice, 'Although all the Gentiles in the king's realm obey him, so that each forsakes the religion of his fathers and consents to the king's orders, yet I and my sons and my kin will keep the covenant of our fathers. God forbid that we should forsake the law and the commandments. We will not obey the words of the king, nor depart from the religion in the slightest degree.' As he finished saying these words, a certain Jew came forward in the sight of all to offer sacrifice on the altar in Modin, according to the king's order. When Mattathias saw him, he was filled with zeal. His heart was moved, and his just fury was aroused. He sprang forward and killed him upon the altar. At the same time, he also killed the messenger of the king who was forcing them to sacrifice, and he tore down the altar. Thus he showed his zeal for the law, just as Phinehas did with Zimri, son of Salu. And then Mattathias went through the city shouting, "Let everyone who is zealous for the law and who stands by the covenant follow after me." Thereupon he fled to the mountains with his sons, leaving behind in the city all their possessions. Many who sought to live according to righteousness and religious custom went out into the desert to settle there. What an act of courage. What an act of courage. He would not be swayed. He would do what God asked him to do. And Psalm 50 tells us, "To the upright, I will show the saving power of God." God the Lord has spoken and summoned the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. From Zion, perfect in beauty, God shines forth. "Gather my faithful ones before me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens proclaim his justice, for God himself is the judge. Offer to God praise as your sacrifice. Fulfill your vows to the Most High. Then call upon me in time of distress. I will rescue you, and you shall glorify me." It's great courage of that man and his whole family to simply do what God wanted him to do. It's not easy, brothers and sisters, but he followed the Lord. And in a way, that's perhaps in different expressions of it, but that's how we're called to follow the Lord. What does God say about this? And I will do it and follow him. The gospel today from Luke chapter 19, verses 41 to 44. As Jesus drew near Jerusalem, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, "If this day you only knew what makes for peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. For the days are coming upon you when your enemies will raise a palisade against you. They will encircle you and hem you in on all sides. They will smash you to the ground and your children within you, and they will not leave one stone upon another within you, because you did not recognize the time of your visitation." Brothers and sisters, there are ways in which we all know in our lives in which we've seen God act. Perhaps in some small ways, perhaps there are people here who have not experienced it. But when we follow his way, when we listen to him, when we obey him and follow him, he blesses us. He makes known his presence among us. Do you worship him? Do you really follow him? Or do you just give him Sunday mandatory expression through the Mass? Do you thank God every day? Do you pray the rosary? "Oh, I don't have time." Well, there's sometimes when we have very small children at home that I would agree with you, it's very hard. And yet even there, perhaps you could ask your husband for 10 minutes and go to the bathroom and pray the rosary, 15 minutes. But even a decade a day, if you're really, really busy, but showing God that you put him first, that's the important thing. There are two prayers from today's Mass that I think we would all benefit from if we take some time to read them. The first is this: "Accept, O Lord, the offerings we bring you, and grant that, enlightened by the Holy Spirit and encouraged by the example of the Blessed Virgin Mary, our hearts may always seek out and treasure the things that are yours." That's the first prayer. Do we? Or do we want to treasure our things first? Treasure the things that are of God first. Make those important, and encouraged by the example of the Blessed Virgin Mary. That's why I really would encourage you to pray the rosary as often as you can. It's a wonderful, wonderful prayer. It takes about 15 minutes a day, and it can make all the difference as you offer it. And the other prayer from today's Mass says this: having received the sacrament of salvation and of faith. Do you know that? You've received the sacrament of salvation and of faith. We humbly beseech you, O Lord, that we who devoutly honor the Blessed Virgin Mary may be worthy to share with her in the charity of heaven. Have you thought about that? That you're going to see the Blessed Mother when you die and come to the Lord in heaven, hopefully? Even if you're in purgatory, you will know there's a presence, you will long for it, and wait to see her. Brothers and sisters, God has so much for us. Let's use our lives of faith to really bless him and honor him by what we say, by what we do. Don't put on a show, honestly, what I would say or do today to honor the Lord. Ask him for help and guidance. It might be a very simple thing. It might be a more complicated thing, but open your heart to the possibility that God might want you to express your faith in this way as well, to reach out, as I've said so much, to the needy, the poor, the sick, the weary, the lost, the confused. God wants to do so much for us and through us. But I'll bet you never thought of yourself like that, that you really can be a, I don't want to say vehicle, that sounds too indirect, but I just want to say that God wants to use each of us to bless the lives of others. How much do you think of others in a given day? How often do you consider the needs of others? Or do you simply think about yourself? Brothers and sisters, there's a place to think about yourself, but it's just a piece of the day. Then to those you love, then to those who are in need, then to those who are sick and in bed. We all have those needs that are around us, brothers and sisters. I want you to really open your heart. I would have to say that through this time of my recovery, I have been more blessed than I can imagine. And I've thought, what I've done is I've thought so much of the people who have no one when they're sick or they're in need. They don't have anyone to care for them or very little. I have been so blessed by the sisters who have cared for me. I thought to myself, what would I do if I hadn't had people to help me? And there are many, many people, I'm sure, out there, brothers and sisters, who are in need, really in need. And they try to hide it because they don't want to put it on anyone else. But ask the Lord, is there someone in my parish? Is there someone at work? Maybe I can't do much, but I could do something little, or I could find someone else who maybe could give them more help. I just encourage you, brothers and sisters, look beyond yourself. Look beyond, even I say this with caution, of course, look beyond your family. Your family is the first place that needs help. But after that, where does God want me to help another, aid another, comfort another, stand by another? That's what God wants of us, brothers and sisters. May God bless you and lead you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.